Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called Breaking a Powerful USP Down to Its Core. In order to create a powerful USP, you've got to know what one looks like first. You might even need to change the way you think about marketing because unique selling propositions have nothing to do with advertising. They're not branding. They're not about finding a good slogan either. They involve uncovering the hidden assets a business has in order to highlight what makes them different from their competition. That's why Richard Johnson, creator of the HMA Marketing Consulting System and co-author of Stand Apart with Dan Kennedy, says the two most important steps in marketing are the creation and the integration of the USP. In fact, in his 20 years of creating USPs, Richard says it's not unusual to see those two steps alone work to turn a business completely around in as little as 60 days. USPs are that powerful. So, in Module 1 of USP Magic, Richard breaks down the elements of a powerful USP using the HMA system as an example to show the methods behind the magic. You'll also hear how dissecting the USP into its main parts, along with a quick look at more than 8 possible marketing assets a business could have, to give you an idea of where the hidden ones are usually found. You'll learn why it's so important for a USP to be specific. Think lens crafters, glasses in about an hour, instead of lens crafters, glasses fast, and 3 other things every successful USP has in common. You'll learn the real problem with the traditional money-throwing approach to marketing, why so many business owners think they need it, and how to guide them over to the kind of asset-minded marketing that actually works without any money-throwing parts. You'll learn why everyone, yes, even the average Joe, needs a USP nowadays to get hired, to get ahead, to fight for a raise, and more. Why that is and how they can use them. You'll learn why it's a myth that most business owners believe that it's the customers who buy because they are so great, or because of how many degrees they have, or where they graduated, and the only thing customers really care about. You'll hear a real-life story of how Richard used a business owner's mistaken belief that customers cared about his PhD to uncover how his degree actually was a hidden marketing asset, and the USP that Richard developed that brought this customer sales up 100%. USPs are especially important in this day and age when businesses have to stand out. It's a harsh reality, but customers just aren't spending like they used to, so there's not a lot of extra dollars being thrown into the economy. The only surefire way a business can grow anymore is by taking dollars away from their competition. And in Module 1 of USP Magic, you'll hear exactly how a great crafted USP can work to do that. Now let's get going. Richard, why are you titling this the top 2 marketing steps?
Well, Michael, I've learned over the 20 years that I've been doing this that the most important marketing step is the USP, the unique selling proposition. More than any other marketing step that any company, any industry, any type could take, that would be it. But after you create a USP, if you don't integrate it successfully, if you don't communicate it well over and over and over again, then it won't be effective. So those are the top 2. First is get the USP. Second is to get it integrated into the marketing processes of the company, or new processes as might be necessary, so that you communicate it over and over again. And those happen to be the first 2 steps of the HMA system and the 21st century marketing system. And so they are the top 2 marketing steps for any company.
So you have a system for executing a USP, and you've got it broken down into steps. You say step 1 is creating your company's USP or their unique selling proposition, and you claim it's the key to exponential growth in sales and profits. From your 20-year history and working with clients one-on-one, Why is it this USP is so special? And why is it the existing consultants and businesses who don't know what a USP is or know what it is but don't know how to execute one, why should they really pay attention to this step more so than the others?
Well, it requires them to think about marketing differently. Traditional marketing over the last 40, 50 years has become what we refer to as branding. And so an ad agency will go to a company and say, what are you good at? What should we really promote? And the owner and the co-owners and the key staff, they pontificate and they think about how good they are and they tell the ad agency that this is the brand that we want to promote, that we have the best quality or that we have the best service or that we have the best customer follow-up. And the ad agency takes that branding and they start to create a slogan and a little jingle and a little headline for a website. And we call that branding. Well, that takes a lot of money to go out and promote and build a brand. And small businesses don't have that kind of dollars most of the time. A USP started back in 1960. And it became a selling proposition, not just a brand. In other words, what is it that you're going to really sell me, Mr. Business Owner? What is it that you're passionate about? What is it that you got into business for? Why did you create your business? What separates you from others that I'm looking at? Why should I buy from you? And the answer to that is a USP. A unique selling proposition, not just a branding slogan, but a selling proposition. Like, for example, the 21st Century Marketing and the HMA system. We have a USP. That USP is that we know how to grow a business from existing hidden marketing assets so that the business doesn't have to spend any more money on advertising. We can grow at 20 to 100% or more in as little as 60 to 90 days and will guarantee performance of the system. See, now that tells exactly somebody what they're going to get from us. And a brand might be something like, oh, the 21st Century Marketing System and the HMA system, great proven systems to grow your business and make you a more prosperous business owner.
The 21st Century Marketing System and the HMA Marketing System, let's break down our USP into parts and explain each aspect of it, how it's different than a brand, and what makes this a powerful USP for the listeners to understand. So let's repeat the USP and then break it down into chunks and go into a little more detail.
All right. The USP is that we look at marketing differently. We believe that in your business, you already have hidden marketing assets or opportunities that if we optimize or leverage through our system, we can grow your business sales and profits 20 to 100% or more in as little as 60 to 90 days without asking you to spend an extra dime on advertising or traditional marketing. And will guarantee our performance. That's the USP for these systems. Now let's break it down. Look at marketing differently. Just as I illustrated, a traditional approach would be the branding where the ad agency comes in and asks the owner how they're doing and how good they are. We're not going to go there. We're going to go in and look at marketing assets, opportunities the business already has and is sitting on. That's where we are the best in the world, is at looking at and finding and uncovering assets, marketing assets. We don't care about accounting assets. We care about marketing assets. And so we know how to find those assets and uncover those assets. And then with our four-step system, the USP, the integration of the USP, database marketing and alliance marketing using the USP, we are unique in getting the money out of those assets, the growth, and we haven't spent one extra dime in advertising. We've gotten all of that growth out of those assets, and when we do that successfully, the growth can happen quickly, in 60 to 90 days, maybe even less. Now, it might take longer as well, but it can happen in 60 to 90 days without asking them to spend an extra dime, and we guarantee it, meaning everything that's paid, the consultant for implementing the system will be covered in the new increases of revenue and profit, or that consultant keeps working the system free until the owner is satisfied.
So that is quite a different proposition than what most other businesses hear. And when we talk about your best-selling Amazon book, the one you co-authored with Dan Kennedy, Stand Apart, this really is the essential goal of a USP, is to stand apart. And in the USP for the HMA system and the 21st century marketing system, you start off by saying we look at marketing different. You're stating right there that you're different than everyone else. You're standing apart. And that gets attention, doesn't it?
That's right. And that's why the chapter was all about the USP, is because that's how we help a business stand apart from the competition.
This transcends into all parts of life, not just a business USP. People are so used to seeing the same old, same old. They don't even see it anymore. And today, in our competitive marketing and advertising rich world, we need to be different. We need to stand out. We need to get attention. And this is one of the primary benefits of having a unique, unique selling proposition that the buying customers and the clients from a consulting perspective want to see.
Well, sure. You could certainly say that any individual needs a USP, not just the business. If you want to get hired, if you want to get a raise, if you want to stand apart as an individual, what's unique about you? Why should somebody hire you? Why should somebody give you a raise? Well, you better have a unique selling proposition for yourself individually.
Let's keep breaking it down. So you claim that you can grow the business without the client spending more money on advertising. How is that different? Are most businesses, is that how they're taught and trained to grow the business, by just dumping it into advertising?
Well, sure. Yeah, that's how an ad agency or a marketing company that sells strategies is paid. Everything they offer a small business is all about spending more money. Well, you need to change your website design. Well, there's $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. You need to be in this show or this event. You need to do event marketing. Well, there's $20,000, $10,000, $15,000. You need to hire more salespeople. Well, there's another $100,000 a year. You've got to have us develop radio or website advertising. You got to do pay-per-click. You got to do PR. You have to do article marketing. You have to do new logo. Yeah, see, it's all about an ad agency, and some of them are great. I'm not faulting ad agencies here. I'm just saying that the traditional approach has been, I've got to get more lead coming into my business. So I've got to go spend more dollars to do that. And so a business owner gets on that kind of thinking, and he starts to call suppliers of those strategies that will give him more leads. Well, we're looking at marketing differently. We're saying, hey, you don't have to go buy more strategies. You already have some opportunities to generate more revenue and profit sitting in your business right now. It's called hidden marketing assets. And so we're going to tap into those assets, and we're going to find ways to make money from those assets without asking you to spend more money for more assets. Does that make sense?
I hope you're enjoying this session on USP. Listen, if you're short on time and would be open to the idea of having either Richard or one of his skilled marketing coaches help you craft your USP, email Richard at USPmagic.com. That's Richard at USPmagic.com. Or call area code 801-899-1505. That's area code 801-899-1505. Thanks for listening. It does make sense. Do you think an average business owner understands what a hidden marketing asset is?
No, that's where our expertise shines. That's where we've been doing it for 20 years. That's where we're the best, because he doesn't see those. For example, I worked with a engineer that owned a company that made pipes for farmers in the fields, irrigation. And I asked him, I said, so why should people buy your pipes? And he says, because I have a PhD in engineering. I said, well, no one cares about your PhD. Why do you think they care about it? They don't. And see, that's how most owners think, is that people should buy their products because they started the business and they were so great at the product and service that everyone should buy it. So they don't have a clue about what hidden marketing assets are. Now, hidden marketing assets on that case would be, all right, because you had a PhD, did you design a better pipe? Well, yeah, I have patents on my design. Oh, okay. Now, does a better design mean that your pipe is not going to break in the farmer's field better than any other pipe? Oh, absolutely, because my design was better. It will last a lot longer than any other pipe. Well, then you could guarantee that your pipe will last longer than any other pipe. Oh, sure, be happy to. I can do that. Now he has a USP that people care about. Now he has something that matters to the farmer in the field. He has a pipe that's going to last twice as long as any other competitor's pipe because of his PhD and his patent. But see, he was selling the PhD. Well, no one cares about that. But do they care about a pipe lasting twice as long under the ground in his field? Yes, he does. Do you see the difference?
I do see the difference.
There we have it. We took the asset, which was the PhD, and turned it into a moneymaker.
What happened with that client? Did y'all execute that USP?
Oh, absolutely, and grew his sales 100%.
Without doing anything else?
Yeah, see, we didn't need to spend any more money. We just took the asset and leveraged it or optimized it. It was hidden. We brought it out into the open and made him money with it. That's where we're different.
I know we're going to get into some of that execution on how a business can do that for their own company. Let's still look at breaking down this USP. You state can grow a business within 60 to 90 days, and that's pretty specific. Does being specific have an advantage in designing a USP for one's business? Is that why we have that in there?
Yes. See, you want a USP to be bold. You want it to be overt. You want it to be standing out against the competition. I mean, I don't know of any other marketing agency that guarantees a 60 to 90 day result. So that makes it pretty bold. And so let's take a look. Glasses in about an hour. Lens Crafters. A great USP. Why? About an hour. They could have said glasses fast, and that wouldn't have been as good of a USP. Enterprise Rent-A-Car, we'll pick you up. Well, that's pretty bold. That stands apart. That's not Enterprise, we have great customer service. They actually made it very specific. So yes, a hallmark of a good USP is to be as specific as you can in the benefit you're offering.
Richard, what is an asset-based marketing thinker, and why should business owners start thinking like this?
Well, an asset-based thinker is one that says, all right, I have this business, and I've had it for a little while, or I want to start up the business. What are the marketing assets that I have? That might be the time in business. For example, we've got a 20-year history, so that's a big marketing asset for our systems. The policies and procedures of a company. Are they on time in their shipments? What's their policy for customer service? How do they back up their product? How do they service the product? How do they warranty the product? What are the policies and procedures in place in the company? That's a marketing asset, or could be. What's the owner's passion and expertise? What's the expertise of the staff? What patents do they might have? What sets them apart with their expertise? Do they know the topics better? Do they know their product better than anybody else? Did they design it better? Did they produce it better so that it has fewer flaws than anybody else? What are they doing currently in their marketing? That's a hidden asset. How are they talking to customers and prospects? What are they saying? What's their closing rate? Or conversion rate of a prospect to a buying customer? Is it 10%, 5%, 80%, whatever that rate is, we can make it better. It's an asset that's hidden. How are they presenting and closing the prospect? What are they saying? How are they demonstrating their product or service? How is that coming across? Those are all assets sitting in the business. What's their credibility in the marketplace? Do they have good performance of their product and good service? How long has that credibility been around? How does the product perform and the quality? Is there good customer service if there is a problem? How do they follow up with a customer problem? How much is the customer worth to the business? Does the customer come back once a year, twice a year? Could we get them to come back 4 or 5 times a year? What's the value of a customer to the business? That's a hidden marketing asset. He's got probably past customers that may have dropped off. Well, where did they go? How could we bring them back? How could we invite them back in? Maybe a good USP will bring back past customers. He's got present customers that he's working with. Well, how could we sell them more? How could we bring them back more often? And he's got prospective customers that are sitting out there that didn't buy or haven't bought. What could we do to do a better job at converting those prospective customers? So there's just a short list there, Michael, of hidden marketing assets that are sitting in a business already. What relationships does the business have? Do they have good relationships with complementary businesses that could be sources of leads for them and prospects without spending money to generate those new leads? So what are his relationships in the community that he's operating in, or the business niche that they're in? So those are ideas of these hidden marketing assets. Well, you have to then begin asking, where's the money in those assets? That's an asset-based marketing thinker who's able to look at all of those assets and ask the question, where's the money? Am I missing money? Am I leaving money on the table? Am I not getting as much out of these assets as I could? So that's where the USP starts, is by looking at all of those assets, considering them all. See, and a traditional marketing firm doesn't do that. They do not look at all of the marketing assets. They just go in and they'll ask an owner and the staff what they're good at, and then they'll go write a jingle about it. Well, customers don't care what you think you're good at. They care what you're going to give them. And so the USP has to be very, very benefit-oriented, or it won't work.
Why do you think it is that so many businesses just have never heard of this or don't realize what hidden marketing assets are or can't come up with these answers for themselves? Is it just that they're so ingrained in the business, doing it day by day by day, they just don't have the time? You've done USPs for hundreds and hundreds of clients. What have you seen the common denominator why they've brought you on to handle the USP part of their marketing?
I think you identified one big reason, and that is most of them get caught up in the day-to-day operation of their business. And so they don't take time to sit back and think about marketing assets. At the same time, then, they're deluged with traditional marketing options. Buy this so you'll get more leads. 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 Change your website so you'll get more leads. Do pay-per-click so you'll get more leads. So they're just deluged with buying things to generate more leads for their business. So that combination of those two things make it very hard for most business owners to take a break and think about marketing assets in a different way. Think about marketing differently. Think about how they could grow their business by optimizing and leveraging marketing assets they already have. Now that takes a little more work, see? That takes effort. That takes a different way of thinking. So our goal is to try to change every business owner in the world into an asset-based marketing thinker. If we can help them make that transformation and become that kind of thinker, then we'll have more success. So as we look at creating a USP, Michael, the most important thing is to be looking at marketing differently. So it's important that we begin to think about hidden marketing assets in our business and looking at those assets to uncover and find more money. So if you're thinking about marketing differently and you begin to look at your marketing assets, you'll be on your way to creating a very good and strong USP because you'll have all of the material you need to begin thinking about that USP. And so that concludes Module 1, which is how do we start uncovering a USP? What is the basis and how do we start thinking about a good USP? And that's through asset-based thinking. And now we're going to head into Module 2, where we're going to talk about some examples of good USPs.
This is the end of Part 1. Please continue to Part 2. I hope you're enjoying this session on USP. Listen, if you're short on time and would be open to the idea of having either Richard or one of his skilled marketing coaches help you craft your USP, email Richard at USPmagic.com. That's Richard at USPmagic.com. Or call area code 801-899-1505. That's area code 801-899-1505. 899-1505. Thanks for listening.